Several worries were presented regarding the Arthur Wastewater Treatment Plant's future expansions, one counselor citing she is gravely concerned about where necessary funding will come from. The expansion is anticipated to cost $13.5 million to help accommodate 400 new residential units in Arthur. This will be funded half by internal reserves, the rest split between developer contributions and debt financing. A lengthy recommendation that got council's approval directs staff to finalize the developer agreement framework, targeting upfront contributions of just over $2 million. Further, council will authorize staff to proceed preparing for a debt issuance of at least $4,725,000. Councillor Sherry Burke said she endorses one key aspect of this plan, but is concerned about the possible amount of debt that could ensue.
I'm fine with the lifting the suspension of sewage allocation, as we know that we've all received pressures on the development in Arthur and from some of the developers themselves. Uncommitted capacity units, I'm fine with, but I have grave concerns over how we're going to fund this project.
Councillor Steve McCabe presented worries about being involved with developers in this context, calling it a slippery slope. Treasurer and Director of Finance Jeremiah Idialu says council's okay is just the beginning of the work to come.
We wanted to be at a position where we know the answers to the type of questions developers would throw at us through working with, obviously, the different teams within the township and our lawyers on the parameters in which we could operate in in terms of those agreements. So we're going to be having this conversation subsequent to the authorization we get from council.
Mayor Andy Lennox summed up the sentiments of staff, noting this is nothing more than a framework at this point in the process. He went on to reflect upon the balance of growth and maintaining the necessary infrastructure.
Maybe we have to restrict growth to a more moderate level in order to be able to continue to fund the infrastructure. From my experience of my time on council, we've come out of a period of very slow, modest growth into a pace of what I call almost breakneck speed, and trying to figure out how to balance all that is really tricky.
Describing the framework as preliminary, Lennox and council will now await next steps, which will include applying for grants to aid in the cost. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.